says the parashas Avram Zokim Baba Yamim Hashem Berachs Avram Bakoil. V'yom Avram al Avdei. Avram says to his Eved, we have to picture Eliezer. Eliezer is one of the Gedolei Ador. He's the Talmud of Avram Avinu. We have to picture Eliezer is one of the Gedolei Ador. Somebody who people have tremendous respect for, Talmud of Avram Avinu, the biggest Talmud of Avram Avinu. And we already described Avram's glorious yeshiva. And in this glorious yeshiva, he had some star Talmudim. And Eliezer is the Eved Avram, one of the Rosh Yeshivas of the yeshiva. Avram's worldwide yeshiva. This huge, massive institution of people coming to learn by Avram Avinu. Institution, city blocks long, with kings and princes and cities, people, all different chashuvim and plain people and all different types of people come to the city to learn Torah. One of the Rosh Yeshivas of the yeshiva is Eliezer Eved Avram. He's one of the people in charge of running this yeshiva. And in the parish, when Avram gives Eliezer a mission, it keeps referring to Eliezer as Eved. It doesn't say his name once. And the Torah is magish so many times the word Eved. Vayomer Avram al Avdo Zakan Beisrei. Goes weiter, Vayomer Lov Ha'Eved. Say Vayomer Lov, we know what's going on, Ha'Eved. Then it goes on and on, over and over, Vayosem Ha'Eved Es Yodei Tachas Yerech Avram. The Panit Rav asked many of these Eved, I've seen different Mefarshim asked on the word Eved much later on when he's already picking Rivka up and bring her back to Yitzchak. This is Vatokim Rivka v'Nariseva Terkavna l'Gmalim V'Telachna Achrei Yoish V'Yikach Eved Es Rivka v'Yelach. It's clearly stuck in an extra Eved V'Yikach Eved. It's very clearly in the Torah stuck in an extra Eved. It already said, "Vatelach nachri ish, vayikach ish es rivka vayelach." But it sticks in vayikach Eved. Very, very extra. There it's asked by the Panit Rav. Each time I see many mefarshim shtel, the word Eved is repeated many, many extra times in the parasha, constantly referring to vayotzei or Eved. Somebody has to count vayikach shashama Eved Avram is devrayim. Somebody would count. I didn't do a count. How many times the word Eved is written? Other years I counted. I probably don't remember. But it's mentioned tremendous amounts of times. And a matter of fact, when he introduces himself, this is a chash of a person who l'chay was well known, who was running Avram Avinu's yeshiva, one of the heads of the yeshiva, very chash of a person. To introduce yourself, you want to say who you are. He's just met. You introduce him with your own name. But the first thing he says is, "I'm an Eved Avram." That's who introduces himself. He introduces himself as Eved Avram. That's his whole... We're told by Chazal that Eliezer actually had a daughter of his own that he really wanted Avram, to give Yitzchak to his own daughter. But Afal Pikin, he does this job with loyalty. We're told that when they offer him food, they put food in front of Eliezer. They give him food, they say, "Eat, you just had a long trip. Eat some food." They put food in front of him. He says, "I can't possibly..." He's such a loyalty to the job. He says, "I can't possibly talk till I do my shlichus." Vayusam lefan of lechol. They put food in front of him. Vayoyim eloi oichal. I can't eat. Ara shert im dibarti devaray. Until I speak my words. I can't eat till I speak my words. The Torah is being madgish here, tremendous loyalty to his job. Eliezer viewed, "I'm Eved Avram. I have a mission. I'm an Eved Avram." The Torah is madgish that. The Torah is saying this was Eliezer's essence. Hashem is Shema Garam. Hashem is the essence of the person. And the Torah is being madgish that over here Eliezer was consumed by his mission. Where did Eliezer get the strength to do such a job? Where did Eliezer get the strength? He wanted it for his own daughter to do with such an erlichkeit. The other ha'aras, I don't have that much time to point out. There are many ha'aras in Chazal of the erlichkeit of Eliezer's job, that he doesn't eat till he does his job. That he forgets that he wanted Yitzchak for his own daughter. But the nekud is that he views, "I have a mission. Eved Avram, I have a mission to do from Avram Avinu." And that view of I have a mission allows him to forget, not to be distracted, not to be distracted by the food that he's offered, not to be distracted by the nisayon that he wants Yitzchak for his own daughter. But Eved Avram, I have a mission. I'm an Eved Avram. Avram sent me on a mission. That focus on being Eved Avram allows him not to get distracted by all the things that could distract people. But Eved, he views he has a mission. And I think this word, a long time ago I decided that it's a word that has to be used a lot in yeshiva. And this yeshiva mustamish should be used in every yeshiva. It's very in. It's a fad in the world to have mission statements. Every business, every company has a mission statement, and they review it. They take it very seriously. They have meetings and they decide what the mission statement is, and they refocus in on the mission statement. And I think this is such a vital thing. Every once in a while you meet a person, anybody here can think of in a camp, in a yeshiva, you meet a bacher who is just a special person who brings tremendous kvod shemayim. And be'emes, this is all of our avod. It's our avod of every single year. We all have a mission from Hashem. The same Eliezer was told by Avram, he's Eved, ha'Eved. And this focus on his own focus, that he has a mission, allows him not to get distracted. Be'emes, a person is sent with a mission from Hashem. We have a specific mission, and the word has to be used more that we have a mission. The Rebbeinu Shalom whispers in our ear, and he tells us, I have a mission for you, I want you to bring Kvod Shemayim. All the people we meet is not punk we bump in, it's not a mikra. The Rebbeinu Shalom sending us on a mission to bring Kvod Shemayim. If we're sitting in a taxi driver with a guy in Eretz Yisrael, then our mission is to bring Kvod Shemayim to that taxi driver. That's a mission by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Tailor made and sent, if we have a roommate in yeshiva, it's a mission by the Rebbeinu Shalom to bring Kvod Shemayim to that person. Our avodah is to view that we have a mission. We have to make ourselves special people. We have to focus on being Erlich Yidden, from a Yidden, Bnei Aliyah, Tayyar Yidden, Tayyar Dika people. And then the Rebbeinu Shalom wants that this Erlich person, this special person, this Eved Hashem, will bring about tremendous Kvod Shemayim. We just have to focus ha'eved, that we have a mission. It's a word, unfortunately, not used enough. Sometimes we feel in yeshivas, befrat, we feel we're told, don't do this, somebody goes right to Gehenna from this. We feel life's dodging bullets. We're just dodging Isurim. Don't be over this, don't be over that. To dodge bullets, once we're going to be hit by a bullet. But it's not the pshat. We have a specific mission from Hashem. A mission every yid put down to be that same special person you think of in the camp. It's just easier to bring out. You think about that special person that in the camp who everybody looks up to, and he's just a special guy, and a bachur in the yeshiva. Look at a bachur in the yeshiva, all other bachur rally around. Every single yid is supposed to be that, has to be that, will be that, should be that. We all have a mission. This focus on mission makes it much easier for us not to be distracted. If a person could always say about himself, ha'eved, 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 so he doesn't get distracted by all the things out there that pull people away, because I have a mission. Eved Avram, ba'yomer ha'eved. I can't eat now. I'm busy. I'm not just I'm dodging this. I have a mission. I can't do that. That doesn't fit my mission. It's a different cook. When that person has an assayin to go somewhere that's a schlecht place, to go to a bad place, whatever the assayin is, if he views it, he has a mission. And he does have a mission. Better than if he views it, if he understands that he has a mission. He's supposed, that bachur is hanging out, Rahman al-Salam, in the movie theater. He has a mission, he just doesn't know about it. He has a mission, not shtelzuch, if the mission's from Avram, shtelzuch far from the melech malchi amlochim, lahavdol from the Rebbeinu Shalom himself. He has a mission from Hashem, a lofty mission. A guy asked him, maybe you want to come along to a bad place? I have a mission, I'm sorry, I have a mission. It's not pshat, he's not going, it's usur, it's bad, it's terrible, it's against the yeshiva rules. It's missing the point. He has a mission, there's a focus. You take a person who plans to go to medical school. So you watch in high school, you have people in high school, everybody's partying away, but you have one guy who has a plan. He plans to go to medical school, and he knows he needs good grades. So everybody's partying around. This guy, but he has different thoughts. He plans to go to medical school. I don't want to say it's not hard. This is shtickle mesiras nefesh. When the guys are running around having a grand time, he can't go. But he knows that he has a dream. He has something. He has an aspiration. There's going to be one day that he's going to be the doctor, the famous doctor. He's going to be able to put on his license plate, MD. He's going to put on his license plate, MD. He wants those letters so much on his license plate that he's going to be able to say, I'm a doctor. He wants to look in the phone book one day. All his friends, it's just going to say Martin and something, and Rebbetzin Jackson. And by his name, it's going to say Dr. Martin. He has a mission. He has a dream. So when all his friends are partying around and stop doing what they're doing, but it's easy for him. It's not even so schwer not to be wild in high school. He has episode. There's something in his future. He has an asid. They don't have an asid. He has an asid. He has something so valuable. He's gonna in the phone book. It's gonna say doctor by his name. People are gonna wait in his office for him for hours. They're gonna wait for it. He has epis. He has a higher calling that people are gonna wait for him. People are gonna wait for him. It's a good feeling. He walks into the office and people are waiting. When Dr. Martin's ready, then they're gonna call them in. He has a higher calling. So it's easy when everybody in high school is flying around, running here, running there. But he's tracking about big stuff that's coming his way in college with all the parties and zachen and all the fraternalizing and all the mishigasim that are going on. He's not part of it. It's not mesiras nefesh. He's right there just picturing the waiting room. The waiting room, as he's working harder in college, the waiting room is getting bigger. More people waiting for him. It's a chashuv thing. So it's kiman, not even hard. Certainly, he has to make sure not to go with them, but it's kiman so easy. He's not dodging bullets. It's not some rule. It's not a college rule not to party. He has something better waiting for him. He has a mission. He has a focus. There's something that's designed for him. Every single yid has a mission. Every single yid is this person, but obviously with something. A lot bigger and a lot more important than this guy who wants a packed waiting room. Every yid has a mission from the Rebbeinu Shlalom. Every yid is put on this world because the Rebbeinu Shlalom wants a kol bar lechvaydei. He wants each person to bring kvayt shemayim. He wants each person a mamleches kehanim. We're mamleches kehanim who have a mission, who have a role to bring kvayt shemayim. He wants, and certainly a ben Torah. We're a minority of Yidden, let alone the world. But certainly a Ben Torah has an extra special mission. A Ben Torah has a specific mission. And it should make it easy when the person focuses on a mission. It's not rules, it's not religious dogma, I can't go here, it's terrible to go here. It's not the pshat, the mission. I push it, I'm focused on something. I want to be a Ben Aliyah. I want to be somebody who can be successful. How am I going to be one day I'm going to have a mishpacha. I'm going to sit at that Shabbos table. And it's going to be my job to inspire the mishpacha. Eved Hashem. I can't eat now. I can't run around now. I'm an Eved Hashem. It's impossible. You want me to eat now? I have a mission. You want me to stop run around now? You want me to go there and might say Shabbos? I have a mission. I'm going to sit in front of Mishpacha, and it's my job. The Rebbeinu Shem sent me. It's not by mistake, punkt, I'm going to have a family. There are going to be some kids there. It's my job. I'm sent by the Rebbeinu Shem. He whispers in my ear, and he says, you, Kalish, you, Ezi, I have a mission for you. I have something I want you to do. I'm going to entrust you with Neshamas. I'm going to put them at your table. I'm going to take Hecher and Neshamas, holy Neshamas, and I'll put them at your table and trust you. You're going to guide them. Yeah, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you at your table. I have a mission for you. What a mission to take Neshamas Tyrus. I'm going to trust you. They're going to give them to you. They're yours. Take care of them. Teach them Torah. Teach them to be Bnei Aliyah. Teach them what it means about Shabbos. But Yiddishkeit, teach them halacha, teach them every zach, teach them to be Torah Yidden. It's going to be your mission. That guy who's focused, he's 18, he's 16, he's 20, he's 30. That person who's focused, that he has a mission. That the Rebbeinu Shlom entrusted him and talks to him and tells him, I have a mission for you. There's something I want. Elisha now made a song. Elisha does a tremendous zechiyah for all of us. Elisha has a tremendous chos that when he makes songs, he gives us awareness to different chazal and psukim. It's a big koich Elisha has. Elisha Mustama sits at night. He says, what do I want to teach the yeshiva? What musa do I want to give you? And he thinks of a pasuk and where some chazal puts in a song, and boom, we all know it. On his, he's been saying, the Olam's all been exposed now to Ma'enosh Kisif Kirenu Ben Adam Kisif Kidenu. The Malachim said to Hashem, what is it about Ma'en Kisif Kirenu that you remember him? Uben Adam Kisif Kidenu. What is the word Kisif Kidenu? What does it mean to be pakad? To be pakad somebody. The word to give a pakida means to give a job. Vayifkaid Sarah, what means Hashem gave Sarah pakida, it means that Hashem gave her a job. A pakid is a job, and Eretz Yisrael, a pakid is an officer. It means to have a position. Hashem, when we say in a pasuk, pakid avin avay sabanim. If you probably looked in art school, I've looked in art school for certain, but I don't remember what it said. It probably says to visit. If I remember it correctly, it says pakid, to visit the sins of fathers on their sons. Doesn't mean to visit. The sins knock on the door. Shalom aleichem. I'm your father's sins. What does it mean to visit paikade oven? I don't remember what it says, but I don't know what they write. What is the word? The word paikade, a pakida, means a mission. It means the sins of a father become a mission on the son. The crookedness of a father, if a father is crooked, it becomes a mission on the son, it becomes an assayin for the son. The father was crooked, ran a crooked home, now it's an assayin for the son to overcome. Luyiyah, the father ran a Torah home. The son would have had that kemat naturally would have had a certain aliyah. But the sins of the father, crookedness of the father, paikid avin avis, a pekid as a mission. To be paikid as Sarah means you gave her a mission. Now she's an aim. She's an aim of Klal Yisrael. She's one of the emois. It's a mission of pekida. And the Malachim said to Hashem, Ma'enosh kisis kirenu. What is man that you remember him means that you give him life? Zachreinu l'chayim. This Kirenu just means we all exist by the Rebbeinu Shem remembering us. So Kisis Kirenu is what is man? The Istam, give him everything. But more than that, Enosh is man at his low stage. Enosh always is man as Adam is man at his Chashva stage. We say Ata Chaynin LaAdam Das. Adam's Kaidem Achet. Adam Das. Umilami LaEnosh is when he sins. The Mefarish will say, when he's Enosh, you teach him Bina, the wisdom to do tshuva, to come back. The Mefarish will say, Enosh is a person at a low stage, and Adam is a person at a high stage. So we say, Ma Enosh Kisis Kirenu, what is it about physical man that you give him life? Do you take care of him? But more than that, the Malachim on his Shtoimim, Ben Adam Kisis Kirenu, a man, you give him a mission, him? You give him Bishlam Malach Hashem us a mission to say there. Chashtein, you give us a mission. I understand the Malach has a mission. A Malach views the mission and the Malach are one and the same. Each Malach only has one mission because each Malach with Tom Lizard has one mission because in a Tifa Eifin, a Malach and his mission is one and the same. If he had two missions, automatically it's two Malachim. The Atzimus is Eved Hashem. If they have a mission from Hashem, that's who they are. There's no Nisyonis by Malach. It doesn't make sense for a Malach to have two missions. If he has two missions, he's two people. Then he's two Malachim the Atzim. That's the Oymik of the Chazal, that a Malach has one mission. Luyi is so be'etzim, his mission is my mission. Eved, that's all I am. There's something else. So a Malach has one mission. If there's two missions, that's two malachim. That's it, it's two malachim. They are their mission. The mission is them. They're the mission. One and the same. It's hard for us to picture because we have other ritzonus. We have to work on ourselves, and we're not our mission. Our goal is nasev nishma. Nasev nishma was the side from malachim ishtamshim bay. The Gemara in Shabbos is the secret of malachim. Nasev nishma was realization that we're also our mission. Nasa Nishma, we can do is also, this is an arichus, that's what the Gemara in Shabbos calls it, the secret. Migala Razel Banai, the secret Shamalchi Asher is Mishtam Shimbai. Who told them to be like Malachim? They realize that you are your mission. Ever, that's your etzem, you have a mission. You have a job to do. A Ben Adam doesn't always realize that he has a mission. He thinks he's going through life and he's dodging bullets. don't do this, don't do that, I have to make sure. Like there's just, now you have a mission. He thinks punked his kids by his table. Oh, they're here now, okay, I have to say it right to you. No, that's not the pshat. You have a mission, I put you there for that. It's not punked, oh, the kids, okay. Oh, punked, I have a friend here now, okay, Seth. No, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent you to the world. The Melech Malchei Malchim sent you, and he sent that guy to you. He sent all your doormates, all our doormates, to us. He sent them to us and gave us a mission to bring Klai Shemayim, to be Tayr Dikayin, to rub off on that person. He sent us specifically a mission. It's not punked that happened that way. It's the Raz of the Malchei Asharis. And Ben Adam Kisif Kidenu the Malachim Anishtaimim. Who is this human being who doesn't view, who has such a struggle, who has Nisyonis, and he doesn't view himself and the mission as one? So, Ben Adam Kisif Kidenu, you give him a Pekida. You give him a mission. You trust man to give a mission. But the answer is, yeah, the Rebbeinu Shalom did trust us. Ben Adam Kisif Kidenu. The Rebbeinu Shalom has a pekida for us. He has a mission for us. I think it's something I, the MS, hold. I've said this years ago. I hold in the yeshiva that we should have, maybe every yeshiva, I can't speak for every yeshiva. I hold, which is, why don't I do it? Because I'm weak. But I hold we should have a specific mission. We should have a meeting once a month. I hold this way very stark. With specific, maybe more specific, specific things. I hold this before I even knew that mission statements were so in. So keenly with the mission statements, how in it was. I feel that Faker, we should focus on it for ourselves, that we have missions, and we're trying, should we focus on a yeshiva that Anhala should meet, Rebbeim should meet, are we giving over what we think the mission should be? Are we giving it over clearly? It should be once a week, once 2 weeks it should meet. We should meet all the Bakram. It should be something that should be done. Of course it should be done. But a Ben Adam Kisif Kidenu, I think this makes it so much easier that the person doesn't get distracted when a person focuses on this truth, Eved Hashem, that it's not Stam, whatever, it's not Stam, different things come his way and make sure not to do Averis. Just guard yourself. You don't know what you're doing. You're standing still. You have a mission. We have a mission. And that mission is a mission that's valuable out in Shir. Hashem's love to Avraham Avinu is fulfilled this mission. He adapted l'man asher yitzav es banav es vevei se achrav las estoko mishpat. He fulfilled his mission. And we have a mission. And we have to be focused on that mission. And all our aliyah now, as bachrim, is we're preparing to do, because we have a valuable, valuable mission. One day we're going to leave mishpachis beis Hashem. One day we're going to have a shaychus to a community. One day we're going to have a shaychus to a shul, to a yeshiva, to all the things. We're going to have a shaychus that Hashem's going to give us a pekida through our lives. Each different people would have all different types of pekidas. You have a pekida that lasts for a day, punk, to bump into somebody for the day. We're going to have different, a series of pekidas in life, a series of missions. It's mamish like, if you want to see her, like there used to be the show Mission Impossible. They had to read their, they got their command, they read their, this is the mission. We all have a mission. We could write it down and read it every day. All the things that happen during the day, all the temporary missions, the one-day mission of people we meet through our lives, and then the more lasting missions of being parents, of being an uncle's a mission, of being a cousin's a mission, of being a roommate's a mission, being a spouse's a mission, all the missions that we're going to have through life. And our avoda now is to think about that. And if we focus on that, we're Eved Hashem. We have a mission from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It becomes that much easier not to get distracted, to be erlich to our job, to be loyal to the mission, to be focused. I don't want to one day find myself, when the day comes for that, the bigger pekidos of raising a mishpacha, I don't want to find myself unprepared. I don't want to find myself when I have that, I want that waiting room full of people waiting. I want to be the doctor. I want to be this Eved Hashem. I want to fulfill my mission in a gewaldig oif, and I don't want to do it in a schwache, poor manner. And because of that, now, right here and now, at this tekufa, when I haven't given the full scope of my pekida, when it hasn't fully come on in my mission, I'm going to be focused and prepared properly. So when the Rebbeinu Shalom does call me, I'll be fully ready. Shabbos.